It's Saturday, and before we get into breaking down this week's Beverly Hills, and before we get into everything going on with New Jersey, we talk about Jen Shah. I mean, I put my legal degree to good use on this episode. Kim has stuff to say. We really just break down and deep dive this whole Jen Shah admitting that she is guilty. And then, of course, Dina's not going to Teresa's wedding. Kim talks about what she knows. Luis, break down this really tense dinner, lunch between Sutton and our good friend Diana. We cover it all. So here are some clips, and then head on over to Patreon. Dina not going to the wedding. Jen Shah, the wedding. The wedding is only like 2 weeks away now, you guys. It's going to be filmed. We cover it all. Listen to these clips and then head on over to Patreon. Happy Saturday.
This Jen Shah has been filming, and this is all in real time now. So this is going to be a crazy show to recap. And you know, so, they get mad at you. They do get mad at you. The feds, if you bullshit and you fight them, it's going to get worse for you. It's going to get worse. They're only going to make it worse. So I don't know if you remember, but Dana, our friend Dana, did a whole big show on this, that Luis Rulajas, you know, my favorite person, what he does for a living, his company, does the same thing that they did. And there were people, the guys that were sitting on the beach with him at the Warriors, were connected with Jen Shah and one of his partners. So she's known about this connection for a while. And this is what the people in the background are accusing Rulajas of. So this is going to be very interesting going forward. After now with Jen Shah saying she's guilty, Luis's company getting rid of Luis. Okay. This is going to be very interesting. And
it
seems like he has a lot, because when I tell you they are on vacation 24/7, because I have to admit, guys, I've been looking at his Instagram because of those crazy videos, because he's crazy. He's out of his mind. Okay. So I've been going on his Instagram to watch the videos, and I send them to my friend Lou, who gets kicked out of them. And they're always somewhere. They were in Miami again for 4th of July. It just doesn't end. They're constantly away. So like, you got to have big bucks. Plus they got that $3 million home. I mean, what in the world? He's got to have money coming from somewhere. And, you know, we will see. It's just like, look how long it took with Jen Shah. We will see. Now we just saw that BravoCon, that they said all the significant others will be there, minus Luis Rulajas. Okay. We did find out that they are, which, remember, Teresa was running around, oh, we are absolutely not going to be filming my wedding. Me and Louis want to keep it private in our love bubble. We want to keep the wedding private. Well, no, you're not. You're having your own special, which leads us to Dina Manzo. Dina Manzo damn well knew that Teresa was going to film it, whether it be on RHONJ or her own show. This is a very excuse for Dina, I'm sorry, Canteen, to back out. I heard from a family member that Dina said that her and Dave know.
Well, family okay. Member. There's a lot to unpack. Wait, you heard from a family member of Dina's?
Now, for anyone who doesn't know about filming, I filmed. And I brought people on with me. A lot of my friends would come, because when I was filming, we went to great restaurants and all that. And if they didn't want to be on camera, they just blurred your face out. And you weren't on camera. Some people come in, they ask you, like, they ask everyone when you're coming in to sign a release. If you don't want to be on camera, you just say, no, I'm not signing yours. So Dina could have very well come to the wedding and just not been on camera. It was very, very easy. Again, David and I both always said, no matter what Teresa said, she was going to film this. Quite frankly, me and David discussed, we don't know exactly how much she was paid. We're thinking around $1 million. That's hard to pass up. That's hard to pass up. So, you know, listen, I don't blame her for that. I blame her for the lies. Oh, never. Oh, won't do it. Oh, no, me and Louie want to get the hell out of here. You stop lying. You're going to do it. Very par for the course. She doesn't hold on to any friends. I said that right from the beginning. I said that. So, Also, I have another.
And then I have to go back to Jen Shah afterwards. Go
yeah,
on.
Yeah. That, So this, you know what it is? I like to say these things as they come to my mind, because then I'll forget. And this is very important shit. So now, from another very good source, I was told that in 2019, when Dolores Catania and Teresa were both single, both not married, single, Luis went to one of Vanessa's best friends and was talking about Dolores and Teresa. I don't give a shit what they will say. Listen, I hope they're in love. I hope he fell in love with her, but it was premeditated. Bottom line, there's nothing that anyone could do that could change my mind. And it was, listen, this was a walk in the park for him. A walk in the park. She is madly in love with him. I got to take my big bathrobe off. She's madly in love with him, David. This came from one of her very dear friends, that she is madly, madly in love with him. And she will put her hand in the fire for this man. It's just going to be, you're going to see it.
It's so They're all bad. On.
What a shame. What a shame. How do you live with yourself? How do you look in the mirror? Like, that's a disgrace. It's totally a disgrace. And
for Gucci. And I mean, and mind you, honey, I don't know who your lawyer is, because I'm a lawyer. But right. Why are you showing up in court with the Gucci bag, the Gucci shoes?
Oh,
Gucci,
my God. You,
this is the wrong. Points for the dark blue suit. That's correct.
OK.
But the Gucci bag, the Gucci shoes. What?
I agree. I agree.
Where's the lawyer?
Teresa was doing the same shit. She was going when the judge asked her what her assets were. She said she had $25,000 worth of furniture, and she said her jewelry was fake. That's why the judge Salas went in and came back out and said, you still haven't learned your lesson. You're still lying, and put her in jail. I mean, come on.
Right.
When are you going to tell the truth?
Right.
Like, when are you going to be humble? But anyway, so guess what? We've been talking for a very long time, and guess what we haven't talked about?
Beverly Hills. We have to, because this is real shit here. This is real shit too.
No, this is real stuff. And I think this is, people love that we cover this. Well, can tell you this, that me and all my friends spoke already this morning. We call each other very early, and we really do not like Diana. I mean, with that tongue and those weird, we just don't like her. She, I think Sutton's funny now. I'm not going to go as far as say, I like Sutton. I'm not going to say that.
Really?
But I don't dislike her anymore. Okay. I think Sutton is a couple French fries short of a Happy Meal. I think that things roll right off her tongue. Okay. And then she's always, I've heard Sutton say she was sorry at least 1,000 times during the course of this show. What did you think of Erica Jane's apology? So I give Kyle credit for sticking up for friends, but I do see that she does insinuate herself. But I'm going to say it's because the producers tell her to do it.
I know.
You know what everyone's asking me? Where's Dorit? We haven't seen really Dorit. He's not getting involved. Oh, my God. Yes. Speaking of that, what about the closet?
You guys know I'm always on the go and running around with this job, and I've never made a priority of hydrating and putting the right nutrients into my body, and I always find myself hungry. That's why 310 Nutrition for me has been a lifesaver. Their water hydrators are great. You add them to water, and they make your water so delicious. They have refreshing, healthy lemonade mixes without sugar, and my personal favorite, they're all-in-one shakes. My favorite's the caramel sundae, but they also have vanilla cake, shamrock cream, chocolate icing. One of these shakes, it totally satisfies my hunger. It cures up my carb craving. It cures my sugar craving. It's low fat and low carbs. And hello, it tastes like dessert. But don't take my word for it. Right now, 310 is celebrating a new year of goals with code VELVETROPE and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 off your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and it's easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products you know you'll use. Go to 310nutrition.com and use the code VELVETROPE right now for 50% up to $100 for your first order. That's 310nutrition.com and use code VELVETROPE.
We were forgetting to discuss the closet, Diana's closet.
Oh, well, I mean, Erica can say anything she wants. The girl was, I mean, I was salivating. I mean, is that being donated? Like, can you have a piece or two? Can you believe it? Can you believe Erica, that?
You know that little mini dress, that little mirrored, Erica can rock that. She would have rocked that. Wow. I was blissing to me. The closet itself was not attractive.
That's right, you guys. After like an hour and a half conversation, we deep dive into the closet. This is what happens on Patreon Saturdays with Kim D. Of course, we focus on Jen Shah. Of course, we focus on everything going on in the real world. Dina not going to Teresa's wedding. Kim has tons of information from actual family members, she says, that she spoke to, as all of what's going on between Dina and Teresa. There's so much going on. Then she talks about Louis and then Jen Shah, and she has some theory on how that's related. I don't know. You have to listen to this. You have to listen to this. But of course, and then we do break down Beverly Hills and Sutton and Diana and this lunch or dinner or whatever it was, this tension between them. Why is Diana not winning over the audience? We cover it all. So head on over to Patreon and enjoy your Saturday.